Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Couple of potpourri things I want to get out of the way. So earlier this week we learned, and I think to the surprise of a lot of people, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11, in fact, I was filling in doing Jesse Kelly's show on Tuesday or Wednesday when this story broke. A friend of mine in D.C. had sent me a news article about it. I hadn't seen it. I was in the middle of doing Jesse's show. And so I read the story during the break, and I was really PO'd. Because having lost a really good dear friend of mine who was on the plane that crashed into the Pentagon, and then, of course, personally having had to deal with the aftermath of 9/11 as the undersecretary, I've just got... a lot of really horrific memories of that day, plus everything that we had to do to respond to both New York and the Pentagon. I hadn't thought about KSM in quite a while. He's down in Guantanamo, Gitmo, and as far as I'm concerned, he can just rot till he dies and goes to hell, or finds his 72 ugly virgins who will look at his sorry ass and go, yeah, I think we'll just pass. So I really didn't care whether he eventually got the death penalty or that he just rotted away in jail in Guantanamo, because I just hadn't thought about it. He didn't really deserve any of my mental energy thinking about him. He's down in Gitmo. Gitmo's a place that I think we ought to keep, should not close it down. I mean, Obama tried to shut it down. Biden wants to shut it down. But no, we need a place like that for which we, a place where we can keep enemy combatants that are in this twilight zone that we don't want to give them. They're not entitled to any sort of our constitutional rights. They masterminded the killing of almost 3,000 American citizens. Lord knows how many U.S. soldiers they mastermind the killing of. So if we catch them in Yemen or Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan or wherever we might catch them, and we haul their fat asses off to Gitmo and let them rot to hell down there, that's fine with me. I'm pretty much of a hard ass when it comes to these terrorists. And then I learned how much we're spending. Some $12 million a year per prisoner when you add all the embedded costs that you have to simply maintain that facility. So you have to attribute some of the embedded costs, you know, upkeep and maintenance and utilities and the capital improvements and everything that you do. You have to, you don't have to, but when you're accounting for the cost to keep an enemy combatant in that place, you have to add in some of the embedded costs. And then you have the operational costs. You got to feed them. You got to provide some lighting for them. You got to provide some exercise for them. You got to provide some, you know, prison enemy combatant clothing for them. I refuse to call them prisoners. You have all of those ongoing operational costs. And somebody said somewhere that it's like $12 million a year per prisoner. And I thought, well, yeah, then you know what? Give them the juice, but let them go see their virgins. But what bugged me more was how this was done without the approval of either the Secretary of Defense or the Commander-in-Chief. Because this is not a federal court. This is a military tribunal. So I was shocked to find out. Well, in a surprise memo that was quietly released last night, Friday night, for those of you who might be listening later on, in a memo that was quietly released Friday night, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, said the responsibility for that significant of a decision should rest with him. Actually, it should rest with the Commander-in-Chief. But if he's going to take responsibility for it, then that's fine. Okay. Now, only 2 days earlier, I'm pretty sure it was Wednesday, the Pentagon just announced without any sort of fanfare or anything else, oh, by the way, we've reached a plea deal with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, KSM, and two other defendants, Waleed bin Attash and Hassawi, all accused of plotting the attacks. The memo addressed to Susan Escalier, she's the convening authority for the military commissions that run the military courts at Gitmo, said the defense secretary would immediately withdraw her authority in the case and reserve such authority to himself. In fact, I've got the memo right in front of me. It's pretty short. Subject: authority to enter into pretrial agreements in cases of United States versus Khalid Sheikh Mohammed et al., United States versus Walid Mohammed Salih Mahak Bahin Attash, United States versus Mustafa Ahmed Admin Ahasawi, United States versus Wamsi bin Shahib, and United States versus Ali Abdul Aziz Ali. Boy, you like how I got through those pretty easily? When you run across names like that, you just get your tongue going and you just, boom, you just fight right through it. Memo says this: I have determined that, in light of the significance of the decision to enter into pretrial agreements with the accused in the above referenced case, responsibility for such a decision should rest with me as the superior convening authority under the Military Commissions Act of 2009. Effective immediately, I hereby withdraw your authority in the above referenced case to enter into a pretrial agreement and reserve such authority to myself. Effective immediately, in the exercise of my authority, I hereby withdraw from the three pretrial agreements that you signed on July 31st. Yeah, that would have been Wednesday. 2024 in the above reference case. Boom. Took it away from her. Said, nope, I'll be the one. So the plea deals are dead. Now, insofar as trials are concerned, other than the fact I would prefer they be put to death. All right, let me just be crass about it. I would prefer they be put to death. You kill 3,000 Americans. I think you ought to get the juice. Just, you know, strap them down. Let them listen to, you know, let them praise Allah Akbar all they want. And give them the juice. And let them go see their 72 or 73 or 76 or 12 or how many virgins they want to see. On the other hand, I don't necessarily want them to have, because the commission is never going to agree to the death penalty, so they'll never get a trial. They'll never go to trial. Unless, of course, they do go to trial, and they end up being convicted by a military commission, and the military commission does order them to get the death penalty. But would a military commission do that now that they have seen the opportunity to avoid all of that and just leave them there? Here's something that I think people are not thinking about. If the military commission were to give them a trial and they were to get the death penalty, That would take, I think, most of the major, if not all of the major enemy combatants out of Gitmo. And that would give the Biden administration, of course, they won't be put to death between now and January 20th. But if they were, would give them the excuse to go ahead and shut down Guantanamo Bay. And I don't want to see that happen. And I don't want to see that happen because in this war on, in this global war on terror that will maybe go on for the rest of our lifetimes, we need a place where we can take those enemy combatants, because do not bring them to American soil. Do you know what happens when you bring them to American soil? They suddenly attach to the U.S. Constitution, and they get all the rights of due process. They get to right, they get a right to face their accused. They get a right to cross-examine. They get a right to counsel. They get a right to go to a trial, say, in Manhattan, in federal district court in lower Manhattan, or wherever the proper venue might be, and it will be an absolute show trial. And I don't want to give them that. I want them to say, stay over there on the south side of Cuba for the rest of their natural lives and just rot away. I don't think we ought to treat them inhumanely, but I don't think either that we ought to just leave them, that we ought to just let them get off with easy. What do you think? Just do not shut down Gitmo. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank,
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. You know what I think the scourge of society is? This is completely off topic. This was not on my list of things to cover today. But I think one of the scourges of society has gone from spam email, because now you've got pretty good junk filters that just automatically move most of your junk email into a junk folder. And quite honestly, I'm sure that there are maybe people or businesses or something that are legit that have emailed me that I've never ever seen, because I just empty my junk folders once a week. I never really look at them. So I've kind of gotten accustomed to dealing with spam. But here's what I hate, because I just got another one. Spam text messages. You know, I've tried to guard my cell phone number, which I have had for, oh my God, I've had this cell phone number since 1990, maybe 92, same cell phone number. Now, when I was the undersecretary, I actually had a government cell phone, which I used and kept my personal cell phone way far away. Nope, never used it for government business, because I don't want anybody on my personal cell phone. But now you get all these junk emails. So I just got this one, and they always come from, you know, the short message service numbers, like my text line, 33103. So they always come from numbers like that now. This one, your event has arrived. Dirty heads and slightly stupid, spelled with two O's, in Clearwater, I assume Clearwater, Florida. Follow at the Bay Care Sound on socials or reply dirty for event updates sent directly to your device. The gates open at 5 p.m. Showtime is at 6 p.m. Text help for help. Stop to cancel. And I'm always conflicted. What's your advice? Tell me what your advice is. Because on my iPhone, I can take this. Let me pull it up. I can take this and I can swipe left and delete and report junk. Or, obviously, I can reply stop to cancel, and ostensibly I won't get any more from them. But if I reply stop to cancel, doesn't that indicate that, oh, you reached the live number? So what do you do? Do you delete and report as junk, or do you reply stop to cancel? Because the other problem is, once you've replied stop to cancel, you then cannot on your iPhone delete and report junk, because your iPhone sees that you've responded to it, so it can't be junk. Isn't life difficult? That's a serious problem right there. So what's your advice? I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do. Actually, what I'm going to do, I'm not going to do anything until you text like this, until you text to me, 33103, what your advice is and why you would do what you would do. Tell me, all right? Tell me what you would do. We often talk about, on the weekday program, we talk about George Orwell. If you haven't read 1984 lately, go on Amazon. Get an get an ebook or Hell's Bells, get a printed copy. I know it's still in print. You could read 1984 in an afternoon, in the time that it would take you to watch a baseball game or, you know, a basketball game. You could read 1984. And I know you may have read it before, but considering everything going on in the world right now, you ought to read it again today. It'll scare the crap out of you. Well, you know that one of the things that Orwell talked about was newspeak. N-E-W-S-P-E-A-K, newspeak. It's where you start changing the language. Like, you know, the federal statute says it's illegal alien. You can be a resident alien. You can be an illegal alien. That's the term used legally. But now we can't use, well, I do. But the political correct woke crowd will tell you that you can't use that word anymore because it might be offensive to somebody. Well, in these quarters, call somebody that cares because I don't. But there's apparently, it's not just words that get taken out, but words get added in. And here's a new one. Grossophobic. G-R-O-S-S-O-P-H-O-B-I-C. Grossophobic. Here's why we now have this. A French DJ who performed during the Paris Olympics opening ceremony has filed a legal complaint after receiving abuse online. Now, I don't think you ought to abuse people online, including me. Leave me alone. I don't think, you know, going after somebody online and calling them gross, you're fat, you're ugly, you're stupid, whatever. I mean, come on. Give us a real reason to not like you. Well, quite frankly, this woman that I'm looking at a picture of, she's a little gross. But Barbara Butch, that's her name. Just saying, that's her name. Barbara Butch took part in a drag queen sequence during the event, which sparked controversy, as many viewers interpreted as a reference to the Last Supper. I know you've seen the picture. You draw your own conclusions. Now, despite all the insolent lies to the contrary, many people say that there is no doubt that it was a repugnant spectacle intended as a desecration of the Last Supper. Again, I leave you to that, to your own interpretation. But a lawyer for Barbara Butch said the DJ, quote, has been threatened with death. Okay, that's not acceptable. Threatened with torture. Yeah, that's not acceptable. And threatened with rape. Well, that's certainly not acceptable either. But has also been the target of numerous anti-Semitic, homophobic, sexist, and grossophobic insults. I'm just looking at her photo. And she has, she's in a, well, I don't know whether it's her underwear or what, but she has not tattoos, but she's taking a marker. And let's just say she's voluminous buxoms, big boobs. And across her chest, she's written the word fat. And you know how you have these dams, sometimes called dikes, yeah, written across there. Across her exceptionally large belly, she's written exists. So fat, you know, exists. It's kind of gross. Grossophobic. Yeah, don't use that word. Verboten. I'll be right back.
I love girls' night out.
Me too. And oh my gosh, I love that ring. Is that tanzanite?
Yep, it's from Jewelry Television, JTV.
Wait, you shopped on TV?
Yeah, it's fun. You can see the product and hear the stories, and JTV has every kind of jewelry, even artisan, all gorgeous. And you can also shop online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Hey, wait, what about girls' night out?
Sorry, I have shopping to do.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree, credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start August 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm Glenn Hayward, Executive Director of the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System. I want to invite you to the 25th Annual Reading Rancheria Discovery Health Fair, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information, craft vendors, kids' activities, and so much more. All ages are welcome to this free event, and it's open to the public. Brought to you by the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Reading's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Seems to me, by the way, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Most of you delete reporters' junk because you agree, you seem to agree with me that if you respond stop, then, the spammer will know they've got a live number. And even if it's not a spammer, think about this. They bought my number because it got on a list somehow, somewhere. And so when they then sell their list or whomever they bought the list from wants a report on how many rejects or stops or whatever did you get, if they see my number with a stop to a reply, they still know that's a live number. That's why my logic has always been delete and report as junk. Yeah. Wow, we all agree on something. And then there was this text message like I get a kick out of. Let's see, where did it go? Making fun of my, which is what you need to do. Let's see. Too many. Yeah, here it is. Goober number 3124. Michael, or quote, follow me, close quote, Miguel. Rules of engagement, quote, ask never ends. Brownie Begathon, Jerry Lewis B. Jelly, will you clean my windshields too? Sell me some oranges. Holy crap. Yeah. You got to self-promote. Nobody else is going to do it. So, yes, here are the rules of engagement. See, this is how passive-aggressive I am. So I get a text message like that, and then I do this. Here are today's rules of engagement. Text any question or comment to 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X right now. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. You can follow me on Facebook or Instagram. Those are at Michael D. Brown. You can find all of those icons at a website, michaelsaysgohere.com. If you want to find one of our 300-plus affiliates around the country, you can also go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find all of the affiliates, when they air the program, and when they might re-air the program, too. Subscribe to my podcast. On the podcast app, in your search bar, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. That will once you hit subscribe, that will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program, giving you all the Michael Brown you need. And then the last one is be sure and listen weekdays, either on your computer, on the iHeart app. However, I'm live Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on a station in Denver, 630 KHOW. And you can obviously listen on the weekends on Freedom 93.7 Real News, Real Talk out of Denver. There are the rules of engagement. There, take that. See, that's just how passive-aggressive that I am. I know I'm a jerk. Let's go to the Biden-Harris administration. It's kind of interesting how 2 weeks ago I would have only referred to the Biden administration. But now, baby, it's the Biden-Harris administration because she's now the presumptive nominee. Yeah, yesterday she got enough delegates to sign their little ballot, and so now she's the official nominee. Well, not official, won't be official until they actually cast their ballots at the convention, but she is the presumptive nominee. So the Biden-Harris campaign, or Biden-Harris administration, has stopped a program that allowed up to 30,000 illegal aliens every single month, times 12, 360,000, every single year from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to come to the United States legally through what's called the parole power. The Department of Homeland Security confirmed that they had suspended the program after the Inspector General did a report that uncovered significant fraud in sponsor applications. No feces, Sherlock. Are you kidding me? There's fraud in a program where 30,000 illegal aliens every single month find a sponsor that says, oh, yeah, I'll bring them in. I'll take care of them. So if you're from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, or Venezuela, you could board an airplane, come to this country. In fact, sometimes we would take the plane to you, land in Caracas or land in Havana, and then fly you back to this country. Isn't that great? Yeah. That's just fantastic. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, I got a text message from a friend earlier that said that San Francisco has announced that before you can get free housing as a homeless person in San Francisco, they're now offering you, you have to take the choice of a bus ticket. They're trying to get you to leave San Francisco by bus before they find you a place to live. Yeah. Let me just tell you now, if you're listening in San Francisco and you're homeless, Denver's full. Yeah, we're full. There's no more room at the inn. Well, anyway, the IG for the Department of Homeland, the Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security, found that there was significant fraud in this program that brought these 30,000 illegal aliens in every single month. Can you imagine that, fraud in that program? Now, this program started with Venezuela 2 years ago. They expanded it last year. It lets these illegal aliens enter the United States if they meet certain conditions. Now, they paused it. They paused it back mid-July. Of course, we're just now finding out about it, following revelations of widespread misuse. It included, you know, somebody sent me on the text line earlier when I was talking about employment numbers. Michael, how does this happen? Because we have to check. We check everybody before we hire them. Well, guess what? The report, the Inspector General's report, found that there was widespread misuse, including fraudulent Social Security numbers, fraudulent addresses, and fraudulent phone numbers. That's how companies get by with illegally hiring illegal aliens. Now, Homeland Security is currently reviewing sponsor applications. Now, they're looking at the sponsors. And they've stopped issuing travel authorizations for the program. The department says that the fraud was identified in the sponsor applications, not in the vetting of the migrants, or the, I'm sorry, the illegal aliens. I was looking at the report. Not in the vetting of the illegal aliens themselves. Now, why do you think they say that? Because if they can shift the problem to the sponsors, they can put their hands up and say, well, it wasn't us. No, we were just relying on the sponsors because we weren't doing any vetting. Oh, wait a minute. So you weren't doing your job. You were just taking the word of sponsors who have an incentive because those non-government organizations, those NGOs actually get money from the government to sponsor and find sponsors. And so they engaged in fraud because the more people they were able to get into the country illegally from Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and whatever the others were, then they make more money. See the big money? This is a gigantic money laundering scheme. Well, to the rescue, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, he's defending the program and says that they've now reduced it to illegal crossings, if only by flying immigrants directly to the U.S. instead. Oh, so you reduce the program, you're still flying illegal aliens? Is that what you're saying? That's the way I read what your statement says. There are almost 2 million applicants that are awaiting approval under the program currently. What do you want to bet that those 2 million get approved? Now, the Attorney General of Missouri, I'm not from Missouri, so I don't know this guy. What I know is his name is Andrew Bailey. He's a Republican, and he has sued the Biden-Harris administration for dozens and dozens of things. He's won some and lost some, but he, like Ken Paxton down in Texas, is actually taking on these issues and using the judicial system to try to stop some of this illegal, improper activity. Well, he launched a lawsuit against the program last month, and when he did, he expressed deep concerns about its connections to crime caused or crime committed by illegal aliens. An example of that is the Haitian, there's this Haitian guy that entered in the program, was charged with raping a 15-year-old girl last March. And, of course, we have the 12-year-old girl that was raped and killed down in Harris County, down in Houston, Texas. And I'm sure wherever you are, you've got a story of a crime that would not have been committed but for an illegal alien being in the country. Jiminy Christmas. Stop it. You know, there is so, when you think about the amount of money that we waste, and you think about the amount of money that we actually spend supporting this invasion of people coming into the country illegally, it's not just an open border. Don't think about the southern border or any of our borders as just being open. You need to also think about the amount of taxpayer money that you're paying out of your paycheck, which only covers about, 60% or less of all government spending, that we have to borrow the rest to cover all of our expenses, is actually being used to facilitate this invasion. That should infuriate you as much, if not more, than an open border policy. And that's what will continue if Kamala Harris is elected president. So when we get back, J.D. Vance. We haven't talked much about J.D. Vance. You know, the hillbilly from Kentucky and Ohio that's running to be the vice president? Yeah, that guy. Well, he took on Kamala Harris. That's next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half every single month. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile want you to believe you need unlimited data so they can overcharge you. Here's the fact. Most of you are buying way more data than you will ever need. PureTalk only charges you for data you actually need. Listen to this. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, plus hotspot. Do you know what you can do with 5 gigs of data? You can browse the internet for 135 hours, stream 1,000 songs, or watch 10 hours of video. Stop overpaying for wireless and get 5G coverage with PureTalk. Dial #250 and say the keywords switch now. PureTalk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract and no activation fee. Dial #250 and say switch now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with PureTalk.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This is the last segment. And as always, I want to thank all of you for tuning in on the weekend. And those of you that listen on the podcast, thank you for doing that. And those of you that follow me over to the weekday program, thank you for doing that. And of course, because, you know, you should always be selling, always promoting. If you like the program, be sure and tell a friend, a neighbor. If you think I might irritate somebody, tell them too. Because we like hate listeners as much as we love listeners. We just love listeners. And I just sincerely appreciate, I know it's Saturday, I know it's the weekend, and I appreciate you tuning in. J.D. Vance, if you've not seen, now I've not read the book. I wasn't even aware of the book until J.D. Vance was nominated. I think I may have heard about it, but I'm fairly particular about what I read. But the movie, Hillbilly Elegy, but produced by Ron Howard, Opie. So it's a good movie. It's not a great movie, it's a good movie. But understanding that it's the story of J.D. Vance's young life, it's absolutely worth watching, and I would encourage you to go do so. Now, J.D. Vance is getting a lot of flack, and a lot of things that he has said is being taken out of context, which is to be expected. And he has said some pretty crazy things, and he has said some bad things about Donald Trump, but so has Marco Rubio. You know, little Marco has come around, and I believe that a lot of people have come around. So I don't hold any of that against him. He wasn't my first choice, but nonetheless, I think he's an okay choice. Well, he took Vice President Kamala Harris to task for the Biden-Harris administration's handling, or probably the better word is mishandling, of the southern border. He was in Cochise County, Arizona this past Thursday. And Vance was just, he expressed disbelief at the scale of the crisis. Kamala Harris came into office making promises, and she kept those promises to open the American southern border. I want you to hear what he said. Before you hear what he said, though, I want you to go to, see if I still have it pulled up. Here it is. Don't donate. And I know you're giving traffic, but go to KamalaHarris.com. That's her official website. That's her Harris for President website. Today is Saturday, August 3rd. It's 12:52 in the afternoon Mountain Time. I'm looking at it right now. I challenge you to go to that website right now, and then you text me or email me, however, and you tell me what that website says that she stands for. There's not one issue that she says what she believes or what she stands for on that website. Not anywhere. Oh, you think go meet Kamala Harris? No, she talks about some things that they did as vice president. But no, there are no issues on there. It's all about raising money. So anyway, back to J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance goes to the southern border.
Look, Bob, thanks so much, and thanks to all of you guys for doing what you do. It's hard to believe until you see it with your own eyes just how bad the policies of the Kamala Harris administration have been when it comes to the southern border. They started their administration. Kamala Harris came into office making promises, and she kept those promises to open the American southern border. They stopped deportations on day one. They stopped construction of the border wall on day one. We see the border wall sitting here, ready to be completed behind us, and that can't happen because of Kamala Harris's administration. They reinstated catch and release, and they stopped Remain in Mexico. So all of these asylum claimants who come to our border, they can now get released into our country because they're not forced to stay in Mexico while we adjudicate their asylum claims. And we have to remember that as terrible and idiotic as these policies were, they cause real human beings to suffer. A lot of you know my story, and I have been a little kid waiting at the bedside of his mother, angry that his mom took something that she shouldn't have taken, but praying to God, please, Jesus, let her wake up. And the unfortunate truth is, because of the poison that Kamala Harris has let come into this country, there are a lot of those prayers that won't be answered. There are a lot of parents that won't wake up, because when you take fentanyl, you don't wake up. It takes your life. So there are a lot of kids out there who have been deprived of second chances with their moms and dads. There are a lot of moms and dads out there who will never see their kids walk down the aisle because of what Kamala Harris has unleashed at this border. The human toll of this is the thing that we cannot forget. We have got kids who can't learn in schools because their kids have been overwhelmed with migrant children who shouldn't be there. We've got hospitals where the wait times have exploded because illegal aliens are standing in front of the line of American citizens. The media needs to tell the truth, and Kamala Harris needs to change course on this crazy border mess, or the people who suffer the most are the people who can least afford to suffer. Now, I've heard so many stories just in the last half hour of how these guys have failed the American people and especially failed our children. But I want to introduce some of the people who are fighting this day in and day out. And some of them, I'm sure, can tell you some stories. And it's just unbelievable. It is unbelievable what we're letting happen at this southern border. And we're letting it happen because Kamala Harris refuses to do her job. What President Trump and I promise to the American people is very simple. This is not rocket science. It is not hard to secure the southern border. You just have to reimplement some common sense policies. You've got to reimplement Remain in Mexico. You've got to stop catch and release. You've got to force the asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while their claims are being adjudicated. And you've got to finish this border wall and reimplement deportations. If people can come into this country and they know they're never going to be deported, you effectively have an open border. That's what Kamala Harris promised. That's what Kamala Harris did. And Donald Trump and I promised to do exactly the opposite. So first, of course, we saw...
Yeah. Good enough. Got it? He's articulate, to the point, and he did it without being nasty. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Saturday.
I love Girls' Night Out.
Me too. And oh my gosh, I love that ring. Is that tanzanite?
Yep, it's from Jewelry Television, JTV.
Wait, you shopped on TV?
Yeah, it's fun. You can see the product and hear the stories, and JTV has every kind of jewelry, even artisan, all gorgeous. And you can also shop online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop JTV.com/radio.
Hey, wait, what about Girls' Night Out?
Sorry, I have shopping to do.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more.
We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Unleash the heat
and let the humps turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle.
Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday,
August 23rd and 24th.
Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.